when you sort of got engaged and decided you were going to get married, what did you do sort of first? What did you start preparing?
Money. Pure and simple, saving up because we didn't want to rent. So not going out a lot, saving a deposit to buy a house in Ringworth. And then sold that and bought this one in Newton.
All my wedding presents were displayed in Hardwick or in there. But then everybody else had to pack them away and take them home because we'd gone.
Can you remember anything you got for wedding presents or gifts or anything?
A cocktail shaker. And I've still got that, but I don't know where the top is. I used to put celery in it. When I'd wash celery, I used to put celery in it. Yeah. Oh, goodness me. Just simple things. You know, like in today's society, they ask for what they want. Well, we were living with my mum and dad, you see. Didn't really need very much. I started doing things once we knew I was going to have a baby. We looked for a property to buy and that was it. And then I got to build up the things that I wanted, but we were already married then, you see.
A carpet, a coffee table, some curtains, a set of yellow kitchen set with all the bowl, the drainer, the veg rack, of which I've still got one piece left in the garage. I said they don't make things to last like this now, and this was the other day. I had to throw the top bit broke, but we've got carrots in it in the garage. And that was from the St John Ambulance men. When we saved up for deposit for a house, we hadn't got a lot left over money. Brian paid the deposit, etc. I bought the three-piece suite and the bed, and that was about all we got. The best man built us a fitted wardrobe. We bought Brian had quite a good collection from work. And that bought all the wood for the fitted wardrobe, and the best man's present was that he would build it for us. I think it took 2 years, but there you go.
Tell me about some of your wedding presents and what have you still got?
I'll have to have a look. I think I've got two boxes of towels that are still there. But quite a lot of wedding presents we've got that are still going, still in use. Washing up bowls and crockery, yeah, dustpan and brush, sewing box. Surprisingly, how long things last.
Things don't last like that now, do they?
No. Kenwood chef mixer, I've still got that. I haven't got the Kona coffee maker. We did get rid of that only fairly recently, though. So, yeah, so quite a few things still using.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have a honeymoon. We just came straight home.
Got on with
yeah
the next 36 years.
Yeah, we didn't pay one penny towards our wedding. My mum and dad and Dave's mum and dad paid for everything.
Oh.
Even down to my shoes.
Wow.
Yeah, so we got them a photo album. They did mini ones, so we got them both a mini album.
So
yeah,
that's so kind of them.
Yeah,
you just couldn't afford them anyway in them days. Because we lived with Anne's mum and dad for about a year, 18 months, solely to save money to buy us our first house. And that's what we did. Bought his first house at South Normington, lived there a year, didn't like it. So we bought one, an old one in the village, which I settled in the village, bearing in mind I come from South Normington. And then we moved into Munglow. So that's it. We've always bought what we wanted. We've had no high purchase as much, have we, Anne? Always bought things what we saved for. And the first house we bought was £1,000. And we had to get a mortgage on that £1,000.
Yeah.
When I left work to have Andrew, I was doing £11 a week, yeah.
Then we didn't settle. We had first baby. We were married about 3 years before we had first child. And then we had baby up. And we couldn't settle in that South Normington. So one coming to friends of ours in the village, the first one, we bought that for £1,000. I sold mine for about £1,000. And then we sold that for £6,000 and then bought this for £9,000. And we've lived here 48, 49 years, haven't we?
It were a case of saving up, I think, in the main, because I was working in engineering, but I started off as an apprentice fitter, saved me apprenticeship. had completed that, got my HND, got qualified, and I'd only been in, if you want, a proper job for a few months when we actually got married. So it was a case of, you know, just trying to plan the finances. I was determined that we weren't going to start renting, because I thought, I mean, my mum and dad had never owned their own house, they just rent, that's all I knew. And I knew that if I once started renting, I would never get off that treadmill. So I was determined to, you know, get a house of our own. But I hadn't really got a lot of money to get one with. So we ended up, we managed to get a house in Sherwood Street, which was, I think we paid £1,700 for it, you know. Well, and all we planned was, we basically, the idea was, we'll sort of just be there for about 5 years or so, get us home together, because when we got married, we couldn't sort of, I think we had about two pieces of furniture that were new, and they were what were bought as part of the wedding presents. Everything else was just hand-me-downs. We couldn't afford to furnish the whole house, you know. We were literally living one up, one down type of thing. We got one bedroom that, no carpets or anything, just got a bed and that in there. The other one was just empty. And that's how we went on for probably two or three years before we finally got everything furnished. But I'm still there in the same house. And I think they'll carry me out of it. I've not got any plans of moving.
We found out we was pregnant 2 days after the wedding, so we postponed honeymoon until further notice.
Still waiting to go on it, but when he's older, she'll be able to.
We used to welcome the guests in with all the gifts. We had lots of gifts, you know. We didn't have a list then, so they just, people bought you what, you know. Had some lovely things though.
Do you remember anything you got?
Oh, I've got a cake. My auntie bought, I've still got that, a cake, fancy one. And then that jar there, that flower, cut crystal flower vase, which have irons, all useful things, of course. Photo frames. I had a wok. Only trouble is, I opened them all in the kitchen on my own, and I forgot who bought me what, so... But I do remember a couple of gifts, because you know, you sent thank you cards for your gifts. I just put thank you for the gifts. So it was like Christmas when you opened them all.
Yeah, we had a wedding list at Debenhams, as you did then, yeah. So people chose off the list, yeah. And then we had money and vouchers and things as well, so, yeah.